Have you ever wondered why you feel happier after convincing yourself that rejection was for the best? Or why you value something more after working hard to get it? These everyday psychological mysteries are precisely what Experiments with People illuminates through fascinating laboratory studies. Just as physicists use controlled experiments to understand the natural world, psychologists use carefully designed scenarios to decode human behavior. The beauty of these experiments lies in their elegant simplicity. They strip away life's complexities to reveal the hidden mechanisms behind our thoughts, feelings, and actions. Through these laboratory windows, we discover that much of what we believe about ourselves is actually an illusion. Our memories are malleable, our perceptions are biased, and our choices are heavily influenced by how options are presented to us. Imagine believing you're an excellent judge of character while repeatedly falling for the same relationship red flags. This disconnect between self-perception and reality runs deep in human psychology. In a revealing study, participants evaluated a job candidate named Jill based on different information sets. Though they confidently explained how specific details influenced their judgments, their ratings showed no such effects. They claimed Jill's car accident increased their sympathy when it didn't, while denying that the prospect of meeting her affected their judgments when it actually had substantial impact. Most tellingly, observers who merely read about the experiment made identical predictions, strong evidence that our explanations stem from shared cultural theories rather than genuine self-insight. This highlights the distinction between familiarity and expertise. We recognize our judgments but don't understand what shapes them. Like patients identifying symptoms without knowing causes, we explain our choices using plausible but incorrect reasons. This pattern appears across domains, from financial decisions to romantic attractions. Our unconscious mental processes, the neural machinery constructing our reality, remain largely invisible to us. We are indeed strangers to ourselves. Childhood memories often appear from a third-person perspective, an impossible vantage point revealing memory as reconstruction rather than retrieval. Our memories are reinterpreted each time they're accessed, colored by current beliefs and emotions. In one study, women tracking menstrual symptoms showed minimal differences in daily reports between phases, yet recalled experiences quite differently 2 weeks later. Those with stronger beliefs about menstrual distress remembered symptoms as much as 3 times more severe than originally reported, demonstrating how theories shape memories. This memory malleability explains why eyewitness testimony is unreliable and why people remember better grades than they received. Research doesn't support the idea that traumatic memories can be repressed and later recovered intact. Scientists have even successfully implanted false memories in 25% of adults through simple suggestion. Our memories aren't faithful recordings, but adaptive reconstructions that maintain our sense of self. This should lead us to approach both our own memories and others' recollections with humility and skepticism. If you were granted 3 magical wishes, what would you choose? Our intuitions about future happiness often lead to regrettable decisions, much like folklore characters who squander wishes through poor choices. Gilbert's research on the durability bias shows we overestimate how long emotional reactions will last. When Texas voters predicted their happiness after a gubernatorial election, losers were much happier 1 month later than they anticipated, while winners' forecasts proved accurate. Losers even improved their opinion of the winning candidate, evidence of unconscious rationalization. This mental myopia affects both negative and positive emotions. We underestimate our resilience because we're unaware of our minds automatically minimizing negative impacts. Similarly, we overestimate positive emotions' duration because we fail to anticipate habituation. This explains human greed. We pursue new acquisitions expecting lasting contentment, but don't anticipate pleasure's rapid fading. Our psychological immune system works best when operating discreetly. We can't consciously acknowledge we're rationalizing disappointments. Research suggests moderate positive illusions promote well-being when they don't interfere with necessary realistic decisions. Remember watching a controversial sports call that seemed obvious to you, while fans of the opposing team saw something completely different? This isn't stubbornness, it's human perception at work. In a classic study, Princeton and Dartmouth students watched the same football game but perceived different events. Princeton students saw Dartmouth players instigating rough play, while Dartmouth students saw a more balanced game. Similarly, when pro-Arab and pro-Israeli participants watched identical news coverage, they perceived dramatically different content, with pro-Arabs thinking 42% of references to Israel were favorable, while pro-Israelis saw only 16%. This extends beyond politics. Research shows racial stereotypes distort perception, with identical shoving behavior labeled violent 75% of the time when performed by a black man versus only 17% for a white man. These studies reveal a fundamental truth. We never perceive reality directly, but interact with our perception of reality, filtered through existing beliefs. While perception remains subjective, scientific methods help identify these biases, allowing us to see beyond our limited perspectives. Would you prefer a guaranteed $15,000 or a 50-50 chance at either $10,000 or $20,000? Most people choose the guaranteed sum. Yet when framed as returning $5,000 from a $20,000 gift versus a 50-50 chance of returning either $10,000 or nothing, most prefer to gamble, despite identical expected values. This principle was demonstrated with dental products. Gain-framed messages worked better for prevention-focused rinse, while loss-framed messages proved more effective for detection-focused rinse. The key insight? People avoid risks when facing potential gains, but take risks when facing potential losses. Even when we intellectually understand framing effects, we remain emotionally influenced by them, creating a duality similar to perceptual illusions, where knowledge doesn't eliminate the sensation. This explains psychic budgets, where accessories seem minor during major purchases, and why marketers highlight either gains or losses depending on whether they want us to play it safe or take a chance. When our actions contradict our attitudes, we experience cognitive dissonance, an uncomfortable psychological tension that motivates us to resolve the inconsistency. This explains why we often develop positive feelings toward things we've suffered to obtain. In a classic experiment, participants who told others a boring study was interesting developed more positive attitudes when paid only $1 versus $20. With insufficient justification for their deception, they resolved dissonance by convincing themselves the study was actually interesting. This principle explains why mild hardships increase commitment more effectively than rewards. Female students who underwent a severe initiation rated a boring discussion group much more favorably. They justified their suffering by believing the group was worthwhile. Actions shape attitudes as effectively as attitudes shape actions. Organizations from fraternities to the military impose harsh initiations, and extremist groups develop loyalty through gradually increasing commitments. Smaller incentives produce greater attitude change because they don't provide sufficient justification for contradictory behavior. Cognitive dissonance explains why we rationalize choices, defend beliefs despite contradictory evidence, and sometimes grow to love what initially caused us pain.